I'm Eddie Garcia, in for David Ford. The 2014 Carolina Film and Video Festival kicks off this Wednesday, February 26th, on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. This four-day event features plenty of films of the live-action and animated variety and provides attendees with the opportunity for some one-on-one time with visiting and local filmmakers. Visit WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts for ticket info. My guests today are Austin Taylor, the director of the stop-motion animated film Death and the Robot, and Carolina Film and Video Festival director Keith Barber.
We started in 1978, and it started out as a group of students got together to show some of their works at UNCG, and it has since expanded into this wonderful event that we have now that spans 4 days.
What's the mission of the film festival, you know, beyond just showing great works?
We promote and encourage excellence among student and independent commercial film and video artists in the Carolinas by showing their works. We provide programs, workshops, and symposiums through which film and video artists can share their expertise and that they can network with each other, and also that they can connect with audiences. We think that's really important. We give filmmakers a chance to get that audience response, which is so vitally important to them as artists and their development. It also gives audiences and aspiring filmmakers a chance to be inspired by the work that they see and to find out, hey, how did you accomplish that? I mean, how did you get that shot? How did you do this incredible animation? I mean, and the wonderful thing is that you have filmmakers who come to the film festival and they are so thrilled to have that opportunity just to connect with people who love film and other animators or other experimental filmmakers and other documentary filmmakers. I'm looking at my schedule right now, and on Wednesday, February 26th, our opening night, we really have, it seems to be a UNC School of the Arts and UNCG collaborative effort, because all the films, at least in the first block, are primarily either UNCSA films or UNCG films. This is because we have developed this really nice, strong relationship with the School of the Arts, and their staff over there has been tremendous in helping us find these gems. And once again, it's a testament to the quality of the works that are coming out of that school and the type of artists that are being developed there.
Death and the Robot is a story about two lonely souls who are sort of bored of their constant, meticulous existence. They each have been charged with a very monotonous lifestyle, and they're ready for something new, they're ready for a friendship, and ultimately that's what the story is about. It's a friendship between this robot who cares for plant life, he's a nurturer robot, and Death herself. On the surface, it's a friendship story, but we also explore some deeper philosophies of what mortality really means, and we suggest several different things metaphorically that we hope that people will be able to gravitate towards.
Talk to me about the process of making the characters,
sure,
of making the puppets.
Yeah, so I actually brought them here with me. I wish
awesome
listeners could see them.
Oh my God, I'm gonna have to get some pictures.
Yeah, here they are.
And you'll see we'll post the trailer online to get an idea for the characters, but you know what I'm looking at is a really detailed steampunkish type of robot, and
yeah,
a playful feminine Death. Very unique characters.
Well, that was actually a great articulation. We definitely wanted a steampunk aesthetic without going all out steampunk, so we kind of combined a steampunk with this retro sci-fi sort of appeal.
Austin Taylor. He's the animation whiz behind Death and the Robot, which will be screened at the Carolina Film and Video Festival at UNCG. The festival runs February 26th through March 1st. Check WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts for film schedule and ticket details. Tune in to Triad Arts Weekend this Friday at 1 p.m. for more festival info and a more in-depth look at the process behind Death and the Robot. For WFDD, I'm Eddie Garcia.